to another podcast by me, Ian John Schaefer. Now, in my work, as you are aware, I talk to people that are passed over, and I also do funerals and weddings. Now, I do get a lot of requests if I can do a spiritual wedding, but it was just the other day that I had a text come through, and this person had actually contacted me, and they stated that they wanted to marry their partner, but when I read it, it said that their partner had passed over, and I actually had to look at it twice to see what I was at, whether I was actually seeing it right. Now, looking at this, it's a very, it's not a weird thing, because what it is, I know that it's legal in France, and what it's actually called is a posthumous marriage. Now, there are actually two types of posthumous marriage. One is between two dead people, and the other is between a dead person and another person who is still alive. Now, usually people conduct this custom out of their fear and empathy towards those who have left the world remaining unmarried. Now, I've done a bit of research into this, and the only place that I actually, I believe it's in the in France and in America as well, but what it boils down to, a few women were married by the use of proxy to soldiers that had died weeks earlier. Now, posthumous marriages for civilians originated in the 1950s when a dam broke and killed 400 people in Bruges in France, including a man named Andrea Capra, who was engaged to an Irene Jordan. Now, what they actually do in France is, it is legal in France, right? But see, what it is with this Jodar, she pleaded with French president to let her go along with her marriage plans, even though her fiance had died. And she had support from the media, and within months was allowed to marry her fiance. So it is likely that the posthumous marriage was made as an extension to France's proxy marriage. But after months of the damn tragedy, France Parliament drafted a law permitting posthumous marriage. Since then, hundreds of women have formally filed for what is known as a post-mortem matrimony. Now, what happens is that the actual mayor of France takes the place of the spouse or whoever it is, and that mayor actually takes the place. But anyone in France who wants to file for a posthumous marriage sends a request to the president, who forwards it to the justice minister, who forwards it to the prosecutor. If the couple had originally planned on getting married and the family of the deceased approves, the prosecutor sends the application back to the president. One out of every four applicants for posthumous marriage is rejected. Now, examples of ways to legally show intent are for the man to have posted Bain's official wedding announcement at the local courthouse, or written permissions from the soldier's commanding officers. Requests also include records that show a serious cause, such as the birth of a child or the death of a finance. So it's a very, basically, it's a very interesting story. Now, if they can allow it in France, where else can they allow this? Now, I know that they don't allow this in the UK, and there is no other way of actually getting around this at all. There was a case, and I believe it must have been a spiritual Wiccan thing, that a lady had married a ghost, and it was all on TV, and after a couple of years they got divorced. I'm not quite sure about the whole details, but I know that a lot of people were actually taking the mickey of it. But the reason why I've actually come up with this podcast is because you think of it, how many actual people in their life have wanted to marry their loved ones before they've actually passed over? I've known of quite a few people that said, "Oh, we plan to get married, we plan to do this, and we plan to do that." So why isn't it? And I'm not going to pick faults in the UK government or anything like that whatsoever. But you think of the sorrow that that person has actually gone through, and something they couldn't actually carry on with their life. I know of a lady that her boyfriend, they were all going to get married, then all of a sudden her boyfriend took his own life, which is really, really sad, because she said to me, "You know, we had all these plans, what we wanted to do." But how does that person feel when they've turned around and said no? And how does that person feel, or how would that person in spirit actually feel as well, regarding that they can't help that person with their wishes? And if you look in life, we all have wishes, we all have things that we want to do. It's like we have a bucket list. Now, that bucket list can be, for example, we could want to jump out of a plane, I want to do this, I want to go on a cruise. And that last wish on their bucket list was to basically get married to their other half. But all of a sudden, that life can end tragically. You don't know how. The only person that does know what happened is that person that they were intending to marry. So the point I'm trying to get at here is that the love between two people is very, very strong. I'm not going to say that people stray, but if they've got a commitment for that person, and I find it rather, I find it rather weird that other countries can do it, and as I said, I'm sure that America has done it as well, but the UK can't get involved. But the thing is with the UK, that sometimes they don't realize what spiritualism is all about and how we work. Basically, they will call us all the names under the sun, because again, their beliefs are different. They don't realize what spiritualism is. They don't realize that it's all about communicating with our loved ones that have passed over into the spirit world, their wishes, what they wanted before they passed over. It's like if you look at a will, and so many people write in the will, "Well, I want my money to go here," and then, or they write it on a bit of paper, or there's so many arguments in the will afterwards that the money, the items, don't go where they're supposed to be. So where I'm coming on this is, surely a dead person, a person that has passed over, has their wishes. But this is up to you to think about. It's something that made me think when I actually got that text. Unfortunately, I can't take up the offer of her, this person actually marrying her boyfriend, because I haven't got a clue where I would be going. I've asked a couple of people, and I feel that they were confused as well. But it's got to be done legally. If you do it in France, can they bring it out? Only spirit can answer that question. But this is only a quick, very, very short blog. I hope you enjoyed it, and I look forward to doing my next podcast for you. Thank you for listening.
John Chafer is a spiritual medium, psychic advisor, working for over 15 years in churches and halls in the UK, having had the pleasure of working abroad. He's also a reverend, available for weddings, funerals, and blessings. He's available for Skype, telephone, FaceTime calls, and private readings. You can contact John at johnchaff43@aol.com or 07947 689 217 or go to the website www.johnchafer.org.uk.